begin the Quran Dab and Zakh and Dafirav and begin on the base. We begin the Tez Master, begin with the Gemara, Zeya the Bigur Shal Chodesh. This person knows regarding that the previous month was a full month and the other one doesn't know. So therefore we don't say that they contradict each other. Says Tais, why didn't have a Muslim name? The Gemara could have just as easily said, Zeya the Bechasrain Shal Chodesh, this guy knew that it was a 29-day month, and this guy didn't know that it was a 29-month. So either way, you can get a discrepancy, not only if one knows that it was 30-day and the other one doesn't know, or the one knows 29, not 29, it's all the same thing. Now, they actually Riva, but the Riva has a difficulty with this concept. If we would be analyzing and interrogating these witnesses, that they both know, and we'd find that's not true. They both knew that the previous month was a full month. And therefore, so it comes out that the day off is actually that they are contradictory witnesses and that they refuted. Say, how we go ahead and kill this defendant as a murderer out of doubt based on the concept of, oh, because we could suspend it on that one didn't know the Ibra Chaydish or one did. Does the Gemara ask a similar question shortly? Now, since there's Avgad Pegman, although the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Samach doesn't mean infers from here, the Rubidinchi Avdi. Most people that they make such a mistake regarding the if the month was a full month or not. So we could go based on that rav, but what are we losing if we're analyzing them and interrogating them, which anyways we have such an obligation. On that sense, what you could say is no, we did investigate and we did interrogate the witnesses. But keeping the shaylo beziyam, since we asked them which day was, they both said the same day of the week. Obviously, if they're saying it's a different day of the month, obviously, just that guy didn't know the calculation of the previous month. In spite of this, it says, still the Gemara Sanhedrin, and first from over here, we go based on majority regarding capital punishment, because the Ruba Toy Bibur the Yarcha, like we're saying, that most people make a mistake regarding this of if the previous month was full or not. Why? Because the Ila is Lin Bas Ruba, if we don't base the majority. So, although we're saying, what do you mean, it's not based on that, we know that they say the same day, it's not true. Since one guy says the second day of the month and one says the third day of the month, if we didn't say this Ruba the Toy Inchi, automatically they would be refuted. And then when we would ask them regarding the day of the week, although it would be, then they would be saying the same thing, but that would already be that one was saying one thing. And then, so to speak, he's retracting and saying a different testimony, which is the same as this time. And Teddy, you should know this, because the whole Echad, one says it was on the third and one says it was on the fifth. We say that because they do some Metelo, that their testimony is invalid. Although regarding the day of the week, they say the same day. But we don't say that they made a mistake with two different months, which is possible. The reason why we don't, because they betray Yibur like Toyenshi. Regarding 2 months, we don't say a person made such a mistake if it was a full or not. And therefore, although it turns out that he obviously did make such a mistake because he's saying the same day of the week, but that would still be as if you're saying a new testimony to be the same as your friend. And that wouldn't work. And that's why we need to have the concept of this halacha of the Rub de Toyinchi. And yes, it is talking about that we did interrogate them and we do find out that they are talking about the same day. The next says the Master begins with the Gemara. One says it was in the second hour and the other one says it was in the third hour. So it's going to explain that why don't we say that maybe the one who said in the second hour means in the beginning of the second hour, which, and therefore what? That's before the nets. Says Taisus, same time it has to take a second. Like, says, and if you're going to say, am I just in Kayemis? Why are you saying that it's valid because it's only an hour off? But either the kingdom behind the side, if we would interrogate these witnesses, how the Kamash time, and the one who says it was in the second hour, he would meet B'tchalash time in the beginning of the second hour, and therefore that would be before the nets. They do some Mitail, and therefore their testimony would be invalid because they all come out like the Gemara says later on that. If one was before the Nets, one's after the Nets, even if it's not so far away, that's already too much of a discrepancy regarding if the sun has risen or not. So here also, when the guy says in the second hour, if it's in the beginning of the second hour, that would mean in the beginning of the Nets, and therefore we have to try to interpret it like that because we have to save the defendant. So maybe it means the beginning of the second hour, which is before the Nets. How do we know this? So it says because the Tchilas Shoshni, the beginning of the second hour, is before the rising of the sun. Because the Mahalachot, the person walks during one day. Esa parsa, 10 parsa, chain man, milim, which is 40 mil. Umalaysa shachar and etzacham, and from the break of dawn until the sun rising is Mahalachim milim, is a measurement of 5 mil. Kadamba Mishah, tell me, like the Gemara says later on, Dab Tzadigim on base. Vezeh oilusha mechza, and this guy is coming in a, if this measurement of 5 mil is, is an hour and a half. So it comes out that in the beginning of the second hour, you're a half hour before the Nets, because from Alois till Nets is an hour and a half. And the beginning of the second hour is only after the first hour. So why are we accepting their testimony? But this is like the halacha before the Nets and after the Nets, which that refutes the testimony. That's what says, what you could say is, it's only when the guy says it was before Nets, the only guy says it was after Nets. The medakhtik in Nets, that they were obviously precise to analyze the Nets, and that's how they know that I was before, and he's saying I was after Nets. Like Toyanchi, that's a person wouldn't make an error if he's analyzing it, and that's why he's mentioning it. But these people, they weren't precise, it was before after the Nets. They were just precise regarding what the hour was. And we don't presume that a person is well-versed in the hours. And they think that the second started after the Netzachama. In other words, that it's possible that the story was after the Nets. And the witness who testified that it was in the second hour, although he's saying, and we could interpret it, maybe it means the beginning of the second hour, we suspend and we say that he made a mistake. Because the truth is, it was really at the end of the second hour, just he's not well versed in hours. And therefore, even if we would check and we'd find out that, yeah, he meant the beginning of the second, in the beginning of the second hour, we would say that he made a mistake and it was really at the end of the second hour. And again, although in the beginning of the second hour would mean Nets, but he didn't analyze Nets and therefore we don't presume that he got it right to say that people don't make a mistake before and after the Nets. And therefore that's why in this case it would be a valid testimony with the combination of the two of them.